best friend in a world we must defend. Gotta catch you, I'm so true. Courage will call us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high-quality nerd commentary, we got my man Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker. Talk to the people.
It's your boy Colton, a.k.a. Pizza Parker, a.k.a. the number one Pokemon master in the world, a.k.a. I'm way better than Ash.
We also have the greatest engineer across all planes of existence, my son Gas. Say what's up.
What's good? What's up?
Yes, sir. And you know who it is? Your boy Dennis, a.k.a. Old Dirty Dennis, a.k.a. Wheezing F Baby, a.k.a. Soldier Boy Ketchum, a.k.a. Fly Duck, a.k.a. Fleekachu, a.k.a. Yeah, Mewtwo. Okay, everybody meet Mr. Mewtwo. Welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast, you know what I mean? Fellas, how you feeling? What's going on?
I'm feeling pretty good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm feeling amazing.
How about you guys? How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm chilling, What's up?
Yeah, man, you know, niggas and I talk about Pokemon, you know what I mean? Like, they ended that shit earlier this year and kind of tugged on the heartstrings a little bit, you know what I mean? This shit been around since 1997,
You said it's over with, no more?
With Ash. It's over with Ash. Like, his story's finally come to an end, you know what I mean? Like, earlier this year. And it just felt like, damn, this nigga's been 10 my entire life, bro. Like, for them to make it seem like he did all of... It's literally been 26 years. Of Pokemon, and they condensed that into a year. This nigga's had the busiest year anyone has ever had on planet Earth, bro. Like, he's accomplished more in a year than Luffy has.
Oh my god.
I'm a One Piece fan, but I feel like I could take the shot, nigga. Like, he did a lot in one fucking year, bro.
And you're talking about Ash?
Yeah, nigga. Like, a year? It's 26 years of Pokemon.
And I'm not gonna lie, his year is 26 years long.
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
That's not fair. That's not fair. I'ma stop you for the One Piece fans. I get the agenda.
Nah, nigga.
I'm not eating it. I'm not biting. I'm not jacking it. I'm not fucking with it. But get it off. Get it off.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, honestly, it just felt like we needed to finally do a Pokemon episode. And it just felt fitting now that, like, you know, all this time has passed. You know, he's accomplished his goals. He literally set out to be the greatest that no one ever was. And this nigga did it. You know what I mean? And it just kind of felt like it was time to kind of look back on the years of, like, Pokemon and shit like that. I even took some time to, like, look up, like, the voice actors and shit. And one of the interesting things about that, just on a technical level, is when they show you, they had the job of the English one is to match what the Japanese one did. So it's not like they do extra animations for these niggas. So, like, once they translate the Japanese to English, because, you know, it's like a rough translation. It's not like a perfect match of, like, words and syllables and shit. Their job is to now figure out how to say what they said in Japanese in shorter amounts of words so it matches with the animation of Pokemon, which is fucking amazing. Like, when you actually, like, if you're listening to this, please look that shit up on YouTube. It is fantastic just watching them, like, put this and on the fly. And shorty who's been Ash has been Ash since, like, 2006. You know what I mean? Like, that's nuts. I forgot. I think her name is Sarah. I don't remember her last name. But look her up on YouTube. The video was dope. Like, watching them put that shit together. Also, just wanted to do a special shout-out to Zubats, because them niggas have always been annoying to me. Like, across, like, the Pokemon games and shit. Like, the earlier ones. But yeah, in general, I just wanted to, like, talk about Pokemon, like, not even just the show, but, like, games and shit like that. I know my son, definitely is heavy into, like, the Pokemon games and shit like that. So before we even get to, like, the video game aspect, were you a card player? Like, Pokemon card player?
Yeah. Well, I didn't play the card game, but I collected the cards.
Okay. Okay.
And, yeah, man, I feel like that was my first thing into, like, card collection, and then I got into Yu-Gi-Oh after that. But I used to collect Pokemon cards, and but it was mostly the game. It was mostly, like, blue and yellow.
Did you have any rare Pokemon card?
Like, I had a holographic Mewtwo. I had a holographic Charizard. I think I got that Mewtwo from the movie. So that's super rare, but I don't have that anymore. Fuck.
Damn, nigga. You know what that shit probably worth?
I had a holographic Dragonite. I had holographic Blastoise, I think.
This nigga's really Ash. The fuck?
Nah, I used to like dead ass just collect a lot of the cards that I like. Uh-huh. And I don't know. I had mad like rare cards, but man, I either lost those binders or, you know, how parents are. They'd be like, fuck out of here. They throw it away.
Yeah. Damn, nigga. Like, if you could only like talk to your younger self and be like, yo, treasure this shit, nigga. Like, do you know what Pokemon is going to be in like another 15, 20 years, nigga? Like, that's nuts. Honestly, I can't say I've ever really been into like the cards, like collecting the cards or whatever. I jumped into like the video games. Like that, when that shit happened, when that shit took America by storm, nigga, that shit, I was part of that storm, nigga. Like, I got caught up in that storm. Like Pokemon Red, Pokemon Blue, Yellow, nigga. I still got Yellow to this day. I literally have a Game Boy Color that I keep in the crib with Pokemon Yellow, bro. And like, you know, go out and regularly get batteries for that shit. Like, I still got that shit. That's how much I enjoyed like the classic shits. What did you start with? Max Bofia. I'm gonna start with Gas. Which Pokemon did you start with? A grass, water, or fire?
Fire. I always start with fire, though.
I feel like real niggas start with fire, but always there's always someone that picks like one of the other two, and I always just want to figure out why. So I'm trying to see if Gas is one of those, or is he just like straight fire like everybody
else? What was the grass ones?
It depends. Like the classic one is what's that nigga's name? What is that? Blue?
It's a fire. No, usually it's like Charmander. And
yeah,
stuff
Charmander.
Like that, right?
You get not Squirtle. What's the Squirtle?
It was either grass or fire. I'll choose.
Okay. Damn, grass. You a brave nigga, son. I always felt grass was dangerous because of the fire. Like you reach them fire niggas and
also prep very well. So it's like
okay. Yeah. See, that's why I wanted to ask. I figure like I usually pick fire, nigga. It's gonna burn regardless, nigga. Like unless you got like a Squirtle or something, it's gonna burn, nigga. Like everything else. I did fuck with like the grass types though. I ain't gonna front. We can move on to like the newer shits, like Pearl, Diamond. What were some of your favorites? Like, give me something. It don't gotta be
Ruby,
this game.
Ruby and Ruby and Sapphire are really fucking amazing. Red, Yellow, and Blue.
Of course.
Really classic. Fucking good. Silver and Gold probably might be my favorite.
I like Black and Sword and Shield.
Black and White is really good. I don't really care for Sword and Shield.
Really?
I do like the recent game.
Okay.
Scarlet and Violet. I think it's pretty cool. I think they did a lot of like good things. Shadow, the evil one where you could catch people Pokemon.
Okay. Yeah.
Like GameCube one. And that shit is really good.
It's crazy how they put these games out so like frequently, but not frequently. And it's always like a three pack, a two or a three pack.
Ash finally winning like the Pokemon champion.
Yeah.
So what counts in the storyline?
I mean, technically, don't they all technically count? It's just different regions. Because I mean, like the first one, like the original one, that's supposed to tie into like the Pokemon anime. But then like the other ones, when they have like all the different regions, like those games are based on those. So it's like, it's all happening at the same time or at different points. It's just not the Pokemon region that we know of with Ash. So it's like, let's say that shit was happening in New York. They're showing you what's happening in like India or some shit. Like you're getting different places in the world where there's other Pokemon. Yeah. Oh, you bringing that up. Game idea. As much as they do all these different like Pokemon games and they kind of stick within like a formula, that definitely works. Mm-hmm. I always felt they should have did some shit like a Pokemon MMO, nigga. Like a World of Warcraft type shit. Nigga, you go online.
I mean, they do have like the I remember back in the day, mm-hmm. I don't know what the name of the website was. I'm catching a blank on it. Mm-hmm. But they did have like an unofficial Pokemon MMO website where like you could literally catch different Pokemon, build your team, encounter other people. It was like a click and play type of game. Nigga. And I felt like they should bring do that more back, things
nigga,
like that.
Like,
just when, you know, niggas online capability, because people like playing with their friends.
Especially, like, you think of, like, shit like Final Fantasy Online now and all that shit. Like, if you did that, some shit like that with Pokemon, nigga, I am game. Like, you mean I could go online with my PlayStation or whatever the fuck and play against other niggas around the world at any given fucking moment, and it's like a World of Warcraft type shit. We got a base, nigga. Like, you got your own squad. Y'all niggas do raids and shit on, like, giant poke. Nigga, sign me up for some shit like that. I always felt like that was, like, an idea that was just, like, sitting there. But you know how Nintendo, like, how they operate. Like, they're kind of, like, they kind of keep everything close to the chest. So I feel like they'll never do something like that. But the opportunity is there, nigga. Like, especially with the technology and shit that we have now. That'd be fucking dope. I would like a Pokemon MMO, nigga. Like, I would kill so much fucking time playing some shit like that. Favorite Pokemon characters? Give me some. Regardless of game, regardless of
anime. Gary. Okay. I love Lance. Lance is fucking dope as fuck. There's a Raihan nigga,
Dragon Leader.
Yeah.
That's the ill nigga right there.
He do go crazy.
Yeah.
There's a nigga named N, I think, in Pokemon White. Mm-hmm. He's fucking cool as fuck. He's like the... He's kind of like the villain, but not really. He's like, he kind of fuck with you.
I like Team Rocket, nigga. Lifelong haters. Fuck that. Team Rocket blasting off at the speed of light, nigga. I fuck with them niggas.
So there's no more Team Rocket either?
No. I think they're done, nigga. Like, I haven't seen the final episode, but I feel like they wrap their story too. Because Ash's story was like open-ended, where it's just like, he did it, and he looks up, and him and Pikachu like pick a new region, and they walk there, and they literally tell you at the end, this is the end of Ash's story, but it's not the end of Pokemon.
Did they give hints to the next protagonist?
No, not yet. So I don't know. Like, it's most likely going to be a girl. I mean, they gave us like 26 years of Ash, so it's probably going to have like a girl protagonist at this point. Who? I don't fucking know. I don't know if it's going to connect from any of the past games, or it's going to be someone, like, probably knowing them, it's probably going to be someone brand new, so they could introduce a whole brand new set of games. Like, I could kind of see them doing that. But they haven't really hinted at that yet. But Pokemon is too lucrative for them to stop now, nigga.
Like, I don't know if this is a good thing.
Honestly,
I feel like this might not be a good thing.
Them continuing it?
No, them ending it like that.
I mean...
With Pokemon?
Well, with Ash specifically.
I mean, nigga, it's been 26 years.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. Have y'all seen any of the new Yu-Gi-Ohs?
I've watched some of it.
Oh, well, he watched.
But...
That's good.
The thing about me is, like, I get what you're saying.
No, I get what he's saying.
Yeah, I've watched some of it.
Did you ingest it?
Yeah, but... Did you like it? I'm not, like... Also...
Was it entertaining?
If I'm going to be honest, if I'm going to park on your point... The old Yu-Gi-Oh's not that good of fucking anime. I've rewatched it. It's not that good. It's impactful.
Yeah, it has its moments.
But it's not that good for me to want to continue
Digimon
watching.
Digimon is better,
and I continue watching Digimon in the future. This Pokemon, the new season that they just dropped, I've been watching it. Like, I've been following it. Because I like Ash and Go, and then they finished it with Ash, and now it's the new generation, I fuck with it.
Has nothing to do with Ash. Not that point. It's like, who are they going to add next?
They already did. They have Go. They have the two new characters from Scarlet and Thing. It is a boy and a girl.
And they're
like,
the new
protagonist? Yeah, bro, the animation and shit. Right now, Pokemon is at, like, its peak of, like, animation and, like, kind of storytelling. Like, people
Pokemon
follow the
Go
anime.
Is Ash, right?
No. There's a nigga named Go who's not Ash. He looks like Ash, though.
Oh, okay.
He's a whole completely different character.
The nigga who
looks like Ash. He literally looks almost just like Ash, but he's a different character. Everyone who follows the anime, I'm following the anime right now. So, that they have a formula, and they're moving on because... People like all the different characters.
And they're
also doing an amalgamation of everything in history, and they're doing it pretty good.
And that's what I'm saying about... the only thing I was going to, like, jump back at Gas's point is, from a business aspect, nigga, if we introduce more characters and there's people that like these characters, nigga, that's more money. Like, Ash did his thing. Like, he cemented us. He got us here. He's our foundation. But a younger generation, a lot of young niggas... They're not going to give a fuck about Ash. They probably care about the newer games, and they don't have the nostalgia that older people have. So if we can get them hooked on these new niggas, and we already have the older niggas with their because I mean, granted, a lot of people are gonna stop watching because Ash is gone, but some people just love Pokemon, so they're gonna continue to watch anyway. And we get these young niggas with this new person. You got a new voice actor, nigga. Shorty's been doing that for 26 years. At some point, and that I think on a technical level, the reason why they give women the job of a lot of these anime characters is because their voices don't change as much as men. So you can keep a woman as an anime character, a protagonist character for 20 plus years and her voice doesn't change. You can't do that with a lot of niggas. Your voice 10 years ago is not your voice now. But most women, their voice don't change too much. So in her aspect, I'm sure she's gotten tired of doing this. It's 26 years. Like, she's lived a lifetime of this role. So if they want to introduce somebody new, and she probably could demand way more money now. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, I want to max out with your contract, nigga. Like, you've done enough. And we can take the loss of not having you and get some new younger niggas that we can charge like a quarter of the price and still just carry the Pokemon name and brand and still make money. So from the business aspect, I can get that. I understood what you were saying completely. Like, Ash not there, nigga. Like, a lot of people are not going to care. But a lot of young niggas will care because it's like, we care about the newer games. So Colton knows more than I do about, you know, a lot of the characters from the newer games that's probably going to be in the show. I don't know about any of that shit yet. I just knew that Ash is gone and they're like, not rebranding, but it, like a soft reboot. You know what I mean? Like, continuing the story.
Just so doing what they're already doing.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
So, exactly. So, they're just continuing that, what they were doing in the games, but with the anime. And they're probably going to be successful. See,
this is why I don't understand why they're doing that, right? Because if you're already transitioning, why do you have to announce it? But, I mean, I guess I understand why you have to announce it. But you've been doing this for years, though.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, but you still have to announce it.
You have to announce
it. It's your business.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You have to announce it.
When you do your marketing, that's going to be a part of the marketing.
You We're moving it.
On to the
you
new generation.
My point was that wasn't a part of the marketing.
No, it
initially.
Was.
They were doing this for years where they had a new character, like you were saying, with Go and all these other people like that. I've seen a couple new characters.
But I'm so saying,
just like, yeah. I thought that was a fucking.
You thought that was Ash.
I thought that was Ash.
I did too.
I was watching
for a little while until I started watching it and I started understanding that wasn't Ash. It's a whole different nigga.
Watching, I didn't even understand it was Ash.
This is what I'm telling you. I was watching it. They kept calling him Go, and I kept thinking in my head, this is probably the Japanese name for Ash. Like, I was like, that's probably his name in Japan. And then I remember him meeting Ash and me being like, why is there two Ashes? And then my man's, when we was watching, he was like, no, Go is a different person. And I'm like, what the fuck? Right? So, yeah, I agree with you. For a long time, they was like, we just introduced a new characters. But they needed to end Ash arc. And I felt like they was like telling people it's about to end.
It's
like, he has to win.
It's still important because it's Ash. And he's been like a staple for like this for so long that you have to put like a... It's like Power Rangers. They introduce new Power Rangers all the time, but there was a definitive ending for a lot of these. For Mighty Morphin, there was a definitive ending. Like, this is over. These niggas sat with their seashell necklaces and they fucking jean shorts. It was a definitive ending for that shit. And him being who he was and what that show was and the storyline, they had to be like, this is the end of Ash.
Okay, so what's next for Ash?
We don't know. Like, his part of the story is done. Like, so they're basically saying...
He's not really done. You know they're going to bring him back.
At some point.
But, like, he basically a champion.
Yeah,
and he's probably just going to travel the world a little bit and be a champion. They probably going to have him be, like, the character that, like, randomly pops in. And he's just like, I've been traveling. I've been getting stronger. Let's fight. Let me fight you, main character.
Yeah, see where you at. Exactly. They do some shit like that.
You're going to end up being, like, Gary to Ash. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they do some shit where it's, like, you get this new character and you get that person's journey. And then the final person that they got to meet
is Ash. It's Ash, Red, nigga. Basically, from exactly. Pokemon.
And he's the final boss. And it's like, oh, shit, I get to see my nigga Ash. And that's how you blend generations. Because now the younger niggas is excited to see they young nigga made it to the top. And all the older niggas is like, oh, shit, nostalgia, nigga. The OG nigga is here. So now you get all these different fans from all these different generations to come together and be excited about Pokemon again. It's like an Avengers Endgame type situation.
I don't know. It feels sort of off to me. But I understand.
So, you know, like, I'm excited. You know, I'm happy that he got to see his ending. It's kind of like, you know, it's Boruto. Not that that's the greatest example, but it's Boruto.
You mean it's Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, there's a point where it's like, this person is the main character, but his story is over. let's tell you about this other person. And at some point, because that main character did not die or anything like that, we can bring him back later on and blend both of these fans together in like a bigger event. I'm 100% sure Ash will come back on some level at some point. But until then, here's your new niggas. And we find out who the main new nigga is that everybody like. And that'll be the character that carries the
Boruto anime. Can never be Naruto, though.
Never. I always felt like Boruto was a mistake. They should have ended that shit at Naruto.
Another or they should have just kept Naruto going.
Or they could have kept Naruto going. But, I mean, at some point, I felt like he did enough, bro.
Let's not talk about this little yellow haired
nigga could have had kids and kept going. Like,
I don't give a fuck about
you don't believe it no more. But anyhow, this is why Digimon is better. This is why, what's that other shit?
Damn, nigga!
Zero. What's Zero and all these other niggas?
Mega Man.
Oh.
Nah, I feel you, bro. I feel you. What were we talking about? Oh, some of your favorite Pokemon. Give me some names. Aside from Charmander, because that's a real nigga Pokemon. But everybody else. I'll tell you right now, Alakazam. That's my nigga. Gyarados. Articuno, nigga. What's that nigga? The Fire Bunny. Cinder Ace, nigga.
What's the one from the original movie? The first one. The legendary.
Mew and Mewtwo.
Not Mew and Mewtwo. Mewtwo. That was the first movie?
Mewtwo.
Yeah. Well, was that Mewtwo. The second one? What was the second one? Second one was the lion type one.
Or Entei, Raikou, and Suicune.
The big lion one is
Entei. Okay. Entei, the fire lion that run mad fast.
Snorlax, nigga, just chilling. Napping, nigga.
There's so many good Pokemon. Like Charizard is my favorite. I love Dragonite. I love all the legendary birds. Zapdos, Articuno, Moltres. Love Ho-Oh and Lugia. Lugia might be my favorite and legendary. I love Deoxys. I love Celebi. Celebi's very cute.
Go crazy. This nigga's going crazy right now.
I love... Sword and Shield, the dog. The dogs are pretty fucking cool. They pretty aight. Dragaidon and shit in the new one, Scarlet and Violet, the ones that are like basically the motorcycles. They're fucking dope. All the ancient legendary Pokemon that they have in the new Violet and Scarlet are really fucking cool. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fucking cool fucking Pokemon.
Where are these new ancient Pokemon coming from?
They're from the past. That's the new thing because Pokemon is like splintered dimensions, different dimensions, and that's what the anime and shit been and the game's been hinting at for a long time. So a lot of the different games are in different dimensions. So it's a multiverse basically, and then also so Arceus this nigga is God. Ash
be existing in multiple different dimensions,
and Arceus is God, and that nigga says, "Hey, if that nigga is 15 for 26 years, I said so. That's how it works." And it's also multiple different dimensions. So, like, something that might have happened in black and white probably didn't exist in Sapphire and Ruby. And but then also, the new Alpha Sapphire and Ruby is in a different timeline than the original Alpha and Ruby. So that's how, like... they kind of and the TV show and the movies kind of always talk about that and hint at that. Celebi is the biggest hint about time travel in different dimensions and shit.
Pokemon will make money forever, son.
It's fucking
nuts.
Crazy.
It's fucking nuts. What about favorite Eevee evolution?
That's hard.
That's why I picked that one. I saved it because I was listening to you give me Pokemon. I was like, Umbreon. He hasn't said one yet. Let me see.
Might be Umbreon. I also like Jolteon. I also like
Jolteon is the
Flareon.
Vaporeon.
If I'm playing the game, I usually get a Vaporeon because I start with a fire.
Yes, sir.
Leafeon is dope. The fucking Espeon is the name of the kid. Yeah. Espeon is fucking dope. And then the fairy one is pretty cool too, but like my favorite is Umbreon. Black one.
Okay, because that was gonna be my next question. Is like if you had an Eevee right now, what are you evolving it into?
Yeah, Umbreon, the dark type.
Yeah, I fuck with that. Nah,
Jolteon's pretty dope too. Though.
Yeah, I probably have to go with Jolteon. Either Jolteon or Vaporeon. Honestly,
Vaporeon go crazy too. Yes. I would definitely get a Vapor. If I had two Eevees, I'd have Vaporeon or Umbreon.
Perfect. Gas. Let me ask you the same question.
My starter would be Charmander.
If you had a Eevee right now, what are you evolving into? You only get one.
Eevee's which one? Eevee the dog?
Vaporeon,
Jolteon, Umbreon, Espeon.
And it turns into the water one also, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Vaporeon.
What are you going with? He said Umbreon. I'm going with either Vaporeon or Jolteon.
There's Flareon, that's the fire one. There's Leafeon.
Wait, I can only pick this one.
You can only pick one.
You gotta evolve it.
You gotta evolve your Eevee into something. So there's Flareon, Jolteon, Vaporeon, Umbreon, Espeon,
Leafeon,
and then they have like a fairy type.
They don't have any dark ones.
The dark one is Umbreon. That's the one I picked. And then Espeon is the not light. What's the other type?
Ain't that fairy?
No, Espeon is not fairy. Umbreon is dark, and Espeon is something else.
Telepathy or whatever?
Oh, psychic, I think.
Yeah, psychic.
I might either do the water one or the electric one.
Vaporeon or Jolteon?
Yeah, he with me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So here's some real nigga shit. I feel like most Pokemon players have had some shit like this happen to them at some point. Like running out of like Ultra and like Master Balls and having to rely on regular ones to try and catch a Pokemon, and you go through like 50 of them shits and they just keep breaking out. I know I've definitely seen Colton go through some shit like that, like stressed.
Yo, and you watched me catch it in like my last Pokeball.
Yeah.
And I was mad fucking pissed the entire time. And the last fucking ball, like I caught it and I fucking yelled mad loud. But like, yo, what yeah, fuck.
Nah. That's what I'm saying. That's real what Pokemon nigga shit, bro.
You asking what Pokemon?
No. I just mean in general. Like that's real nigga shit. Like trying to catch a Pokemon, you run through all your special balls, like the ultras and shit.
Yeah.
And then now all you got left is like, you Pokeballs. Know, you exactly. And you know, you got like 100 of them shits, and it's like it don't cost much to get them. And you run through all them shits just to catch this nigga, and he keep breaking out, even with like barely any light. He just keeps fucking breaking out until you finally catch him on, like, just like you, your last fucking Pokeball. And what that feels like, nigga, like, because as it's winding down, it's like, yo, I'm probably never going to see this shit again, the way this game is set up. The fuck am I supposed to do now? And you finally catch him, and it's like that moment of, like, joy, nigga. And, like, at the same time, just, I'm fucking tired. Like, I've been trying to catch this nigga for, like, 20 minutes now, bro.
Also, my favorite myth was hold down B so you can catch the Pokemon. Make sure you hold down B when you throw the Pokeball. So, I don't know, but I'm going to be honest.
It worked for you?
The Mandela effect.
Hold down B? You don't remember the top one?
There's the tap. It's also tap. It's either hold down or tap. That was the two different ones. They might tap it and you'll catch it. It don't work, but if you believe.
It seemed like it worked.
It works, dude. That works. And you know what's funny? Shout out Pokemon Go. They started doing this thing like if you circle the Pokeball a lot, then you could throw it and you could get like a perfect catch, or like it'll add extra spin so you could catch it easier.
Yeah.
And I believe that's from our like belief of the tapping that's or hilarious. Like the holding it down. And I was like, I think it's cool that we have these little taboo things that somebody just makes up
just and we all fuck with it. Yeah, and everybody just like.
And then it just. Later down the line, somebody's like, we got to put it in the game somehow.
Let's see. Another thing, I always thought this shit was funny. Like, when you think about Pokemon in general, about this shit is literally like animal cruelty, nigga. And you having like a master ball, and these niggas is like your pets forever. Like, it just kind of felt a little slavery, and I didn't like that part. But I always thought, as a kid, I never really thought about it like that. But as an adult, I just think it's funny the idea of these animals in the wild minding their fucking business. And you capture these niggas to make them fight each other.
Yo.
For no reason. These niggas is just living their lives. And here comes humans.
One thing I will say, though, about Pokemon and the history of Pokemon, it's always been one of those things where, like, some of them Pokemon would, like, look at the human and be like, you ready to go fuck some shit up? I think I'm gonna let you catch me. That's what like they did in Legends Arceus to show that like back in the day when we did, I guess, catch Pokemon and domesticate Pokemon.
Yeah.
It was their choice. Like we couldn't battle Pokemon back in the day. You just had to catch them.
Yeah.
And you just had to hope you could catch the nigga. Like
that's fucking nuts.
And I was like, watch it. Like when a Pokemon runs up to you, you throw the put a Pokeball and catch it. Yeah. And most likely it'll be easier. But then if there's one that's like, oh shit, and then runs away, like you might not be able to catch that nigga. Or you might be able to if you sneak up on them, which is crazy. Because it's like, yeah, wild, it man. Do be them minding their business. And you pop out like, I think I want a fucking throw Pidgey. Ball hard. Yeah! In the back of his head, he like, what?
It's knock like, that nigga fuck up. And it's like, yo, you belong to me now.
Now wait, you mine.
Nigga, what? And I want you to fight that nigga's pet. Like, yo, bro.
You
like,
might faint,
I was eating, I was eating you, grass, man. Bro. Like, what the fuck is next going question, on next question.
Where we get the food from?
Yo, dead ass, son. Like, I always thought that shit was funny, like, after I grew up. I mean, back then, I thought that shit was amazing. Like, nigga, I want Pokemon.
No. I don't think you like, hear me. Where do we get the food from?
What nigga, food? I don't know.
Where's the chicken the Pokemon from?
Oh, no, we cook Pokemon.
This nigga's wild.
Are we eating these niggas?
We eat them. No.
And if we eat these niggas, delicious.
No.
Yes. Not only that, but it is full canon in every video game that they cook Pokemon.
No.
Magikarps get eaten. Like, they make fish fillets and sushi out of Magikarps and shit. They eat Pokemon. Nigga, and they say it out loud.
What
so,
do you,
like...
What do you niggas think so the McRib comes from, nigga?
Eating that nigga at the same
so,
time?
Yo, a LeChonk is a pig.
Nigga,
where do you think we getting bacon from?
Nigga, where do you think the McRib comes from, nigga?
Oh, my God.
Explain that shit, a LeChonk, nigga. Nigga. Pokemon, nigga.
A Miltank. I get my burgers from a Miltank, nigga. That is a cow Pokemon.
That's a fucking fact,
come
nigga.
On, man. You know how we do it.
This is definitely something I've talked about with Colson before. I think he was playing Arceus at the time, and it came to me, and I always thought it was funny. The idea of the gym leader concept. To me, that was always funny because if I'm a new nigga, and I pull up in your town, and you the gym leader, and I beat you, nigga, this my gym now, nigga. The fuck? You're not a gym leader no more. Like, you can't beat me. How are you keeping this town safe? Like, this belongs to me now. And I always thought that shit was funny where it's just like everyone would pat the nigga that won on the back. The gym leader would be like, oh, man, you got me that time. And you move on and you conquer the next. Nigga, why are you still a gym leader? If I could beat you, you shouldn't be here, nigga. Like, you're not that nice.
this is my guy. There's a nigga named Norman that's the normal gym leader in a new video game. Mm. And that nigga is every nigga alive. That nigga just hates being a gym leader. He just wants to retire. And then guess what happens? The nigga gets upgraded to Final Four, to like the Final Four. And then you meet him, and he's just like, they gave me a damn raise.
This nigga's Jon Snow.
They gave me a better job. I didn't fucking want this shit. And I'm like, I feel you, bro. Because I feel like if I'm a gym leader for 10 years and a bunch of 15-year-olds is whooping my ass, let me retire, nigga. I'm not good.
Exactly.
I'm obviously not good.
I don't even want to be in that town no more. It's like, yo, we in a town with the nigga that stay losing, nigga.
Yo,
he's
OD.
Supposed to be the main nigga. 15-year-olds just be mopping the floor with this. I don't want to live here no more, son. We not safe. We not fucking safe.
That shit is horrible.
Well, we already kind of talked about legendary Pokemon, like the best ones. This nigga Mewtwo had a fucking Tyler the Creator voice. This nigga was deep as hell for no reason. Sound like Tone Loc and shit. Lugia, you know what I mean? Who else? Zacian, from Sword. Now, what about if you could apply Pokemon to like real life history? Like, imagine like a Diglett fucking helped Harriet Tubman dig the Underground Railroad.
Oh,
nigga.
My God. I feel like Harriet Tubman's Pokemon would be way more gangster, in my opinion.
Oh, shit.
I feel like her Pokemon would be fucking crazy. Like, it definitely would have to be like a ground type Pokemon, but it would also have to be a ground. It would be like Sand Slash, nigga. Like, she would have wild Sand Slashes.
Yo, see,
that just
saying?
Build an underground.
Or this
railroad.
Nigga, like, fucking Muhammad Ali trained.
And she would have a Blastoise because they said she was walking around with a shotgun, forcing niggas to come to freedom.
She'd
be like, yo, Blastoise, I hydro pump y'all bitch ass niggas right now. We going underground, y'all.
My son, Muhammad Ali trained against Machamp.
Well, he got a Hitmonchamp.
Hitmonchamp, you know what I mean? Wildin'. This nigga Reeves died on a pony. Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
Oh my God.
He had a wild pony time, nigga. Like, that shit was not controllable, nigga. Like, it didn't work for him. Or, like, you find out that Gyarados sunk the Titanic, nigga. It was never no fucking iceberg. This nigga used hydro pump, nigga. Sunk that shit.
Yo, real shit, man.
Let me see what else. Okay.
Well, we gotta give Dylan a Charizard because it spits hot fire.
Yeah.
Like, got to.
Facts.
Just off rip.
100. Yo, this nigga Snoop got a Leafeon, nigga.
Oh, absolutely. Or Chikorita. Yeah, or Meganium. He gotta have a Meganium. He gotta have a Torterra. So he can grow weed on the back of the flower.
Because
they got a dome where you can grow plants. Like, yo, Snoop and Wiz and Currency all gonna have Torterras that grow weed on their back. That's kinda hard.
That's fucking fire, nigga. Oh shit. Let me see. Pokemon cosplay. So who would be a perfect Misty? Let's say you were making a live action. Who would be a Misty? I already know mine's. I'll tell you right now, while you think about it, Ice Spice, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Ice Spice is Misty,
you
nigga.
You just did it. Oh, a lotto.
Why would I catch when they're already caught?
Facts.
Like.
Yeah, Ice Spice might got it. Ice Spice might got it.
What about your Brock?
He gotta be horny.
Yo, you already gave me my answer, nigga. Ray J.
Oh,
till my
God.
Peach was born.
Oh my God.
Till my Peach was born.
Till my Peach was born. Till my Geodude's out. Till my Onyx out. What is we talking about, nigga? Nah, I was more thinking Sawbaby.
Oh,
Sawbaby will be my Brock because he's mad horny and he always be talking about clitorises and squids and shit. So like he'd have a Steelix because he'd be talking about his dick being hard, and he'd also have like he would have like an Octillery or some type of squid.
What happened to Brock and Misty?
Yo, man, they gym leaders, bro.
Can these niggas?
Not really. They got Brock. Ain't Brock a professor now or some shit?
Don't he work as
a doctor or some shit now?
And that Misty, nigga's like a doctor and a professor, and this nigga's still 15? What do you mean?
He's not 15 no more.
Oh my God.
That nigga an older man. He's an older man, man. And Misty kind of still 15. That shit weird. Yo. I think she's like.
Yo, bro, I feel like.
RC is
talking about
this
one.
Is
but you know, Brock always been 20.
Yeah,
I know
he's
that.
Horny.
But he's still 20.
I feel like they should. If they had done it sort of like One Piece, I feel like it would have made more sense. Just storyline-wise, you build up on characters, add more characters. You don't necessarily need to throw them bitches away.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It seemed fucked up to me. I'm not comfortable.
Let me see. Who'd be your rival? Because technically, you have your Misty. We agreed to both have Ice Spice. You got Brock. Mine's is Ray J. Yours is Psy Diddy. Who is your Pokemon rival? Who's your Gary?
Gary. Because me and him would just shit on each other all the time.
I tell you, Mons is Alex Jones. That nigga gonna spread mad propaganda about me.
Mons is Soups. The critic on Twitter. That's just would be my rival. It would be one-sided, too. So I'd basically be his Gary.
That's funny.
Pretty much.
Nah, I'm definitely going with Alex. That nigga's spreading mad
but
propaganda.
But, like, if it's a celebrity and I'm being funny,
mm-hmm.
Who would I be their rival? And they would just be like, why the fuck are you bothering me? Oh, Eric Adams.
Looking Eric for the shorties. Adams.
I will pull up on that nigga anywhere he's at, any party, and challenge him to a fucking
this
battle.
Going
nigga,
to
I don't care what's happening.
House and shit.
Yes, and I'm going to be there, ready to battle the nigga outside. What's up? Yo, come outside, nigga. Your rival here. He gonna be like, I don't know this kid. Yo, and I'm gonna whoop your ass every day in Pokemon battling.
Shit. That's
what are you, scared?
Come outside. We're
let's,
not gonna jump
let's
you.
Let's battle for mayor of New York. How about that? Whoever wins is the mayor.
Yo, this shit sounds like some Gotham City shit. This nigga's Joker. Oh, shit. All right. Who would be your Team Rocket? In your the Colton Pokemon universe.
Who would be my Team Rocket?
I'm telling you mine while you think.
It would be the NYPD. It would literally be the NYPD. They would be my Team Rocket. And you know who would be Giovanni? Again, Eric Adams. Eric Adams would be
funny.
Giovanni.
That's nice.
He would be the Giovanni of and NYPD would
that's
be my
nice.
Team Rocket.
That's nice. All right, so Mons. Jesse, because Jesse had like the wild hair, and I feel like, you know, I need somebody.
Oh my God, I know where you're going.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I think you're going a different way.
And my James, Kanye.
Oh my God. That's the craziest mixture of all time. You know who would be my Jesse? I'm about to make the most problematic duo of all time.
Go for it.
My Jesse will be Azalea Banks.
I can see that.
My James, Tekashi 69.
Yo, this is
crazy. Hold on. My Meow.
Who's Meow?
Kanye West. The problematic posse, nigga. The most problematic Team Rocket duo
Kanye
trio
in a cat
of all time.
Costume, nigga. Yo.
Meow. That's Yo. Right. And he's Yo, the one that Mons, talked the most shit.
Mine's Jason Derulo, nigga, because he was already God. Cats.
Or if I can't use Kanye West because you used him already,
oh,
I'm making it worse. My Meow is Joe Pesci.
I'm a fucking cat.
Meow. That's fucking right. I'm a fucking talking cat. You never seen no fucking talking cat
Ain't
before?
Ever,
wait, hold on.
Ever.
Wait, do I look fucking funny to you? Because I'm a fucking talking cat? Yeah, I'm fucking funny?
How about this? Meow uses slash. How about that?
Pulls a fucking shank out.
Yo, the fact that Joe Pesci is always a character on this fucking podcast, bro. Oh, shit. Final person. Who would be a Professor Oak?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's is, to me, it was like obvious to me. I need someone that does gadgets. Nigga, Alfred. Young Alfred from the Batman, nigga.
That's a good Professor Oak.
You know what I mean? Andy Serkis.
That's pretty good.
This nigga's putting together Pokedex and
you
shit
know,
for me.
You know who's my
Making
Professor
drinks?
Oak? Who? I'm about to wild out. My Professor Oak is, because we in the future, nigga, is Jarvis.
Okay.
Jarvis.
That's ill.
Jarvis.
That's ill, though.
Give me some Pokemon.
Yo. This nigga sent a satellite down.
Yeah, he's like, this is the perfect Pokemon for your team for this next battle. Thank you, Jarvis.
From space. That's
like,
hilarious.
Instead of a Pokedex, I got an Iron Man mask.
Nigga.
That'd be hard, nigga. Yo.
Where did Jarvis' accent go?
What? Yeah, Jarvis' accent did change out of that. But you know why? You know why, though?
One update.
Oh, not only that, yeah. It was not only was it the update, Vision got the accent.
Yeah.
Remember when he made Vision the body? Vision and Ultron had like the Boston accent.
Yeah.
Remember? Ultron was just in that bitch like, yeah, I think we should destroy them. And this nigga Jarvis was like, I don't think that makes any sense, Ultron. It's like America Eagles freedom. Oh, we're destroying the Avengers. Ultron.
Oh shit. All right. So before we wrap, I definitely want to find out, my son Gas, who is your rival? You're the Ash of the Gas world in Pokemon. Who is the Gas's rival? Who's your Gary?
Who'd be Gary?
That one person is just like, fuck, this nigga's always around. Every time I turn around, this nigga's giving me a hard time. Mine's was Alex Jones.
Oh, Alex Jones is hilarious.
Nigga.
What if it was like Bill Cosby or something?
Oh my God.
Yo, that'd be fucking hilarious. That'd be crazy. Every time this nigga's trying to catch a Pokemon, it's because he ain't put his pants up. That's why he ain't catch that shit.
You know what's crazy? Is I'm gonna spoil the new Pokemon game for you, but Jamal making that assumption of Bill Cosby being a professor is mad relevant to the new Pokemon game because you have a professor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out that nigga is an evil AI at the end. You like, oh, it was you all along, bitch. That's Bill Cosby as a Pokemon professor. You're like, oh, no, it was you doing all this evil shit, you son of a bitch.
You can't even trust this nigga, Gary Cosby, because you don't know if he's giving his Pokemon.
What are you doing to the Pokemon?
You don't know if it's a rare candy?
Oh my God! Relax! Relax! Nigga's like, here, I went to the mall and I bought a lemonade and some teas. You want to drink some lemonades and some teas for your Pokemon? I'm like, no, nigga, I know. I know what you do, nigga. I know what you do, nigga. Matter of fact, battle me so I can become professor now, nigga. You bitch ass nigga. You need to get locked up.
That shit is fucking hilarious.
I'm calling Officer Jenny, nigga.
Calling Growlithe. Lock this nigga up. Book him, Dano. Oh, shit. No, honestly, that was all I got. That was fucking hilarious. I knew Gas was going to give me something to end the show on with. So, this has been another issue of the Mighty Many Humans, providing you with that high quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. You know what I mean? You can find us on all social media sites as The Mighty Metas. Definitely fuck with us on Patreon. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Gene Lannon community. Shout out to the Dennis Plus subscribers. You want more crazy episodes like this? You know what I mean? That's what we do, that shit. We unfiltered over there. You know what I mean? You can find me on all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. You can definitely find my cards. Speaking of Pokemon, you know what I mean? I got Zodiac Pokemon cards. You want every month, you know what I mean? Original designs. Get some for yourself, your boo, your boos. I don't know. Your friends, your homies, whoever. You know what I mean? Check me out. Etsy / Art by Den. That's ARTBYDENN. You know what I mean? You can find my son, Colton.
The Colton Show _. That's on Twitter. That's usually where you find my photography and a lot of my content and stuff. Also, The Colton Show, just on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitch. Twitch.tv/TheColtonShow. Make sure you go check that out. And I got a website, TheColtonShow.com. That's where you can find all my stuff.
You know what I mean? Check your shit out. Gas, where can they find you?
_gassed up.
Nigga. Instagram all day. Send us home, bro.
I wanna be the very best that no one ever was. Catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I wanna travel across the land, searching far and wide. Here's Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, and I skipped mad words just now. Pokemon, hope is so true. I know it is done on you. You teach me and I teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all. Yeah.
The random white guy that sang that song.
Ass drunk. We out.